Wednesday, Shir Ches.
One for Keren Tlusha, and one for Keren Mechuberet. The Gemara is asking the Shaila, why I need two Psukim? The Gemara says, if I would add only the pasuk of Keren Tlusha, I would think Aval Mechuberes Eima Kula Muedesi. I would think that Mechuberes pays a Nezek Shalom the whole time. So maybe I need a pasuk Sayan Tlusha and Sayan Mechuberes. But if I only have a pasuk and Tlusha, I would think Aval Mechuberes pays a Nezek Shalom. And the Rashba, we're learning the Rashba today. The Rashba asks a kash. There's two chalokim in the Rashba. The first chalik frek the Rashba a kash. The Gemara says, if the pasuk would only have Keren Tlusha, I would think that Keren Mechuberes pays a nezek shol. Frek the Rashba kashli. Adarabo, why you tell me that if I would have a pasuk only on Keren Tlusha, I would think that Mechuberes kula muedesi, and the Mechuberes pays the nezek shalom. Frek the Rashba, kashli. Adarab. Eimo kula tamohi l'shalom chotzi nezek. Instead of saying that if I would not have a posuk on Keren Mechuberes, I would think that Mechuberes is kula muedesi. Adarabo, if I would not have a pasuk to tell me that Keren Mechuberes is chayev, I would think that Keren Mechuberes is kulo tamoi, and you would pay chatzi nezek alemol. This is the Rashba's kasha. Why are you telling me that if it's a pasuk and Keren Tlusha, I say Aval Mechuberes kula muedes and she pays nezek sholem? Adarabo, say Dafka Keren Tlusha becomes a muad after three times, Aval Keren Mechuberes stays tamo. And he adds the kola afukim amoyne, but it's a sofik how to darshan, so it's better to darshan lekule from to darshan lechumre. The Rashba is not stam asking the kasha. He's saying, I'm asking you a kasha. Why are you telling me that if there's no posuk on Keren Mechuberes, I would think that kulot muedes? Maybe I would think that kulot tamo. And he adds to his question a couple words, because there's a suffix, we made him a suffix, we make him. I don't know why he's adding it. Why is that stam asking a kasha? Is it drosha kulot muedes? Maybe kulot tamo. But he's not stam asking the kasha. He says, in Alamo, when it's a suffocating moment, we try to take the easy tzad. So take the easy tzad and say kula tamo. And for the Rashba to terutzi. Suffolk moment le kula? It's a suffolk isu. Modern Rashba. We know in Babikame, every time we have a suffolk, we say suffolk moment le kula. Suffolk if you broke someone's window or not. You pay me suffolk or not? Why not? Sofik Mom and Lakula. Guns will become it. When you have a Sofik, Misofik, you don't pay. The Rashba here said, why Kula Muedes? Say Kula Tamo and it will pay much less. He says, nah, Sofik Yisro. Mod the Rashba. Second Teres of the Rashba. Second Teres of the Rashba. Zog the Rashba. No. It can be that Kula Bitamo will come out that Mechuberes will be less from Tlusha. Sachek al Vachoyim. Mechuberes will be less from Tlusha. Sachek al Vachoyim. It can be that Mechuberes will be less from Tlusha. Why it can be that Mechuberes will be less from Tlusha? Mechuberes will be less from Tlusha. So because of that, because of that Mechuberes cannot be less than Matlusha, because Mechuberes cannot be less than Matlusha, so because of that it became more. Because the Mechuberes cannot be less than Matlusha, it became more. Dayoy. It's a Kalvachoymer. How the Mechuberes will be less than Matlusha? This is the first chelik of the Rashba that we'll speak about it later. But I want to misadder the kashas that we're leaving in the first chelik. The Rashba came with a kasha. Why we say ve'eim akula muedes? Say ve'eim akula tamo. Zog the Rashba, and he adds, because lekula, we like to go lekula. And the Rashba answers on that, it's a sofik isu. Bod mezach, sofik isu. It's a suffix of Bobekama, it's a suffix moment. Aleph. Beis, he says, no, Mechuberes will be less from Atlusha, Siken Nizayin. But Mechuberes will be less from Atlusha, Siken Nizayin, and Mechuberes will be less from Atlusha. It's like a Kalvachoymer. When she not in. It can't be that it'll be less, but maybe it became more. This is the first chelik of the Rashba, we'll get back to the Rashba later. Then the Rashba asks Tesis' kasha. Ve'eim akula muedes mehei teisi. What is the mocker? Mehei teisi. Mehei teisi. That would be kula muedes. If you learn it out from Klusho, dayoy. Zog the Rashba, you learn it out from Shar Oves Nezikim, the Gmor and Dafei, but Sadashovi, you could learn it out from Shar Oves Nezikim. And for sure, only Leman Da'oma Palganiske Mamoine, and not Leman Da'oma Palganiske Klosa, that's Tam Shvorim Becheska Shimu Chayne. So you can't learn it out. These are the two halakim of the Rashba. So the first halak of the Rashba, he said, Eime Kula Muedes, Seime Veime Kula Tamo. He said, no, it's not Mistaba. Two terutz. Then he's asking a kasha, Veime Kula Muedes, Mehai Teise, Im Itlusha, Daik Itlusha. He says, no, we learn it out from Shah Oves Nezikim. Shor ve'bor, tzad ha'shove, shedarkom le'azik, av mechuberes, tzad ha'shove, shedarkom le'azik, and yichayev. It's only l'man d'omar, palginiske momoine, that's tam shvorim b'chez kashimu, la b'chez kashimu kaimi, so you can learn it out from shen, v'regel, shor ve'bor. Ein echlami, arg mores, k'man d'omar, palginiske momoine, l'man d'omar, palginiske knose, shor kerem uzlav urche, you can't learn it out from Shah Oves Nezikim. So in the Chanami, the Gemara doesn't make sense. Ad kan divrei Rashba. And here we have three starke kashas. The first kasha is pshat. The Rashba started the sugya. Ve'im ekule muedes. Why ve'im ekule muedes? Maybe ve'im ekule tamo. Maybe ve'eim akula tamo. And he says what he says. We don't know what he says. Now the Rashba came to Kash and he asked, "Kula muedes mehei teisi? Im itlusha daik itlusha?" Zog the Rashba, no. You know what is the mocker? We learned it out from Shar Ovis Nezikim. Hazei v'Shar Ovis Nezikim yichayev. So here you also chayev. If you learn out keren mechuberes mishar Ovis Nezikim. So Shah Oves Nezikim, Amuel B'Tchiloso or not Amuel B'Tchiloso? Kol Oves Nezikim, Amuel Miyad or not? Shen is Amuel Miyad, Regel is Moed Miyad, Bor is Moed Miyad. So the Rashba says, when we will learn Keren Mechuberes, from the Shah of his Nezikim. So b'meli you have to say Kula Moedes. What is the tzad to say? Kula Tamo. So Apele is, so what is the tzad to say? Kula Tamo. So again, we're asking a kasha. I want the kasha to be clear. The Rashba has the first piece of the Rashba. The Rashba asked the kasha. Why ve'im ekula moedes? Maybe ve'im ekula tamo? He answered what he answered. We don't. Then he's asking a kasha. Kula moedes mehetes im itlusha daik itlusha. So no. We learn it from Shah of his Nezikim. Shen v'regel tzadasho v'dargim le'azik v'mechuber tzadasho v'dargim le'azik. If you learn it out from Shah Ovis Nezikim, Shah Ovis Nezikim amuid mitchiloso. So mechuberes is kula moedes. So what he asked in the beginning, ve'ei mekula tamo. How it could be kula tamo? Mehet eisi. From where you will know kula tamo? Mehet eisi. Ari said, if you learn out from Tamo, you have to say Dayo. So, from where you will learn it? The Rashba asked the Kasha. Ve'im ekula Tamo. How could be kula Tamo? What would be the mocker? Tlusho. Dayo levo meladin, liyas kenida. The Teretz is, the Rashba answered, the mocker is, we learn out from Shah Rabbi's Nezikim. Shah Rabbi's Nezikim are there, kula Tamo, kula Moedes. Kula Moedes. So what the Rashba asked in the beginning, Ve'ime Kula Tamo. So what to say, after he chab the end, he would raise the first Rashba. It's not Mashma. Mashma that is an order here. That's what you were trying to answer, though. He didn't know it, but when he chab that, he had to say, I had a mistake before. Not Mashma. He's not speaking it out. It's not speaking it out. If the Mokir is, again, you know why the Gemara didn't say Kula Tamo? If someone will tell you Kula Tamo, Keren Mechuberes Kula Tamo, I will ask you, Mehei Teisi, and what you will answer me? Not Sofet Mo. Mehei Teisi She Kula Tamo. What would be the Mokir? If the Mokir is Tlusho, Dayo Ki Tlusho. If the mocker is Shah Ovis Nezikim, if the mocker is Shah Ovis Nezikim, so it's Kula Moedes. There's no tzad to say Kula Tamo. What is the tzad to say Kula Tamo? From where I will learn that you chayev? From Klusha? Dayak at Klusha. Klusha? Dayak at Klusha. Klusha is three times Tam, then it's a Moed. If you learn it out from Shah Ovis Nezikim is Meshalem Nezik Sholem. What is the tzad to say Ve'ei Mekula Tamo? The Rashba has a kasha, and he says two terutzim that we have to work on the two terutzim to understand what are the two terutzim. What is the tzad Ve'ei Mekula Tamo? One pele dike Rashba. Second pele dike Rashba is, he answers that the Gemara is going lemandoma palgin niskim amoyno, and we learn it out from Shah Ovis Nezikim. Aber lemandoma palgin niske knose, and stam shvorim lab becheskas shimur kaime, and stam shvorim becheskas shimur kaime, you can learn out mechuberas from Shah Ovis Nezikim. Says, yeah, the Gemara will go lepalgin niske mamoine. What do you mean the Gemara will go? It's a braise. The braise has to fit lefi everyone. We see Tesis didn't like it. All the Rishonim didn't like it. Pitam the Rashba likes it. Mondash sugya. Have a kash. So Tesis, manoma mamoine is good, manoma knos is not good. And the Rashba said, okay, so the Gemara is mamoine. But Tesis doesn't like that the Gemara will be lefi one mandoma. So why the Rashba does like? So second of all. As you do though, the Rashba says, Ve'eime kula tamo. I have a better kasha. Ve'eime mechuberes three times tam, and then it's a mu'ud. The Gemara says, I would think mechuberes kula mu'edes. So the Rashba, maybe I would think kula tamo. Why the Gemara decide that I would think kula mu'edes? Say kula tamo. I'll say better. Say, mechuberes is exactly like Klusha. Again, the Gemara says, I want the kashas to be mesudar because I want to boy is the Rashba very close. A lot of toyer here. If we boy it very close, mesudar. Again, we have two chalokim in the Rashba. Chelek Aleph of the Rashba and Chelek Beis. Chelek Aleph, the Rashba took the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if I would only have a pasuk and Kerem Tlusho, I would think that Kerem Mechuberes is Kulam Wedes. She pays Nezek Sholem. Frank the Rashba, why I would think that Mechuberes is Nezek Sholem? Maybe Punk, I would think that Kerem Tlusho pays the whole time Chatzin Nezek. Even when it's a mul, it pays Chatzin Nezek. Why the Darshan Kulam Wed? Why the think to say Kulam Wedes? And I'm asking you a kasha, why the Rashba didn't come better? Why Kulam Wedes? Maybe I would think that Mechuberes is exactly like Tlusho. The Rashba is coming with an offer. The Gemara says, if the pasuk would only write Mechubutlusho, I would think Mechuberes is Kulam Moedes. So the Rashba, I would think Mechuberes is less. And I would think that Mechuberes is exactly the same. I will explain myself. But the Gemara says, maybe Mechuberes is more chamul, I'm not asking you maybe it's the same. The Gemara thought that it's more chamul. The Rashba doesn't have a tzad that Mechuberes is less. He's asking why the Gemara says that if I would not have a pasuk and mechuberes, I would think that it's kula moedes. I would think that it's kula tlush, kula tam. I would think better that it's exactly the same. Well, why don't I understand the question?
I'm asking you a kasha.
Don't answer what is this. You have an answer to my question. I want again. If you want to have the klo teirado. Understand the kasha's claw. The first, the Rashba is coming with a baya. The Gemara says, if I don't have a pasuk in Mechuberes, I will think that Mechuberes kula muedesi. Mechuberes kula muedesi. Frek the Rashba, why I will think kula muedesi? I will think kula tamo. So we're asking a kasha. This is our last kasha now. Kulotama? If you don't ask, I don't ask. If Tlusha is like this, Mechuberes every time is more. I understand. The Rashba doesn't have a problem that will be less. But other Rashba, I don't ask questions. If Tlusha is level 1, so Mechuberes is level 2. But the Rashba says, no, maybe Tlusha is level 0. How did Mora know that's level 1? That's level 2? Maybe it's zero. So let the Rashba ask another question. And maybe it's exactly the same. But how the Gemara knows? We'll get it. Again, the Svara the Gemara meant that it's more chomu. But out of the pasuk, I would think that it's more chomu. The Rashba says, Misvara, I would think that it's less chomu. Why I would think that it's less chomu? Because. So maybe I would think that it's also the same. How the Gemara knows that it's not the same? Why the Gemara doesn't want to say that? I would think that it's the same. And then the Rashba will not have a teretz. And then the Rashba will not have a teretz. Lechumra, lekula, exactly the same. One hour. Second hour is. Okay, so the Rashba says it's not mistabel to say that it's less, mistabel to say that it's more. Frank the Rashba, mehet eise. What do you mean it's more? We need a pasuk. So the Rashba, I could learn it out from Shaul Avos Nezikin. So if the Moker of Mechuberes is from Shaul Avos Nezikin, Shaul Avos Nezikin amuet mishalem nezik shalem. So if the Moker is Shaul Avos Nezikin, that is the Moker. The Moker is Shaul Avos Nezikin. If the Moker is Shaul Avos Nezikin, so now we have a starker kasha. So mechetesa to say that Mechuberes will pay kula tamo. And you will have the question of the Rashba, the next piece, mechetesi. What is the Moker that echaya bichlal? And you will have to answer that the Moker is Shaul Avos Nezikin. If the Moker would be Shaul Avos Nezikin, Shaul Avos Nezikin is Mu'ed Mitchilosoi. So the Pasuk doesn't write Mechuberes. We will decide Mechuberes Alein. Mehetesi, from we will learn Mechuberes Alein. From we will learn Mechuberes Alein. We will learn Mechuberes Alein from Shaar Ovis Nezikim. If we will learn Mechuberes from Shaar Ovis Nezikim, so it will have to be Meshalem Nezik Shalom. So if the Mechuberes will be learned from Shaar Ovis Nezikim, it will have to pay a Nezik Shalom. So how the Rashba has a kasha, maybe the Mechuberes pays a chatzi nezek, kol hazman. There's no wood, alam oltam. The Eim Mechuberes is alam oltam. What is alam oltam? Mehet eisi. The answer is, if it's me klusha, daya ki klusha. If it's me shara vizazikim, it's kulam muad. The mele, misvara, I would think, the Mechuberes is muad, kulam muadis. This is the second kasha we have in the Rashba. And the third kasha that we have in the Rashba is, the Rashba answers, the Gemara is kemandohom apal geniske mamoyne. Und was mit mandohom apal geniske knosset? Okay, it's no mocker. Because you can't learn out, kerem mechuberes, mishar oves. The Gemara says in the Hermod Beis, ma leanach, shechem moadim mitchilosoi. Here it's not moadim mitchilosoi. It's becheska shimur kaime, le mandohom apal geniske knosset. This is the Baya in the Rashba. To answer this, Zog the Welt, the Sefer Nachal Shleime, writes down very nice in the Teiret, Kubul B'Shem Rebo Ochber, Sefer Nachal Shleime brings it down very nicely. The Teiret is like this. We're going in Shlav Aleph in the Rash. We have Keren Mechuberes and we have Keren Tlusha. The Gemara says the Pasuk spoke about Keren Tlusha. A cow went, she took a horn, she put it in her mouth, and she started to machen negiches. And there's a Keren Mechuberes. Lo mekler na chakira. I would say, the first tzad is the Rashba. The Rashba learned, Mechuberes and Tlusha are the same av exactly. A cow, a horn, a push. Both of them with horns, both of them with anger, both of them stooping around. The same kind of av. The Torah went and she written down, she wants to write that when someone has a cow and the cow goes and hits someone else, you pay. You open the Torah and the Torah used words ki yigach, you don't know what it means, you look in the pshat. The Torah said if a cow went, found a horn, put it in her mouth, and again push someone else, you have to pay. You think to yourself, why the Torah spoke out such a modern case? Vaisto is the Torah is coming to Memayet. Dafka Tlusho, aber Mechuberes Nein. Again, we're going now that both of them are in the same family. Both of them are called really a Mazik, that we call him a Mazik of Keren. And the Torah goes and speaks out. What is the case of the Hezek? The Shaw took the horn, put it in his mouth, and hit someone. Avay Deichetimtza. Took a horn, hit someone. Avay Deichetimtza. Why the Torah spoke out such a Avay Deichetimtza? The Torah is Memayet. Only Tlusho, aval Mechuberes, no. What the Torah means to say aval Mechuberes, no. So we have two options. And the Tlusho, the Torah said what? Three times Chatzi Nezek, the fourth time Nezek Sholem. Now the Torah is coming to say this is only in a Tlusho, but Mechuberes, no. The Mechuberes no could mean Aval Mechuberes the whole time Nezek Sholem, or the Pasuk came to say Aval Mechuberes the whole time Chatzi Nezek. The mute of the Torah is the Memayet. Dafka Tlusho Aval Mechuberes Loi. Why the Torah, how I know that the Torah is coming to Memayet? From the fact that the Torah goes and writes down this modern case of Tlusho, speaks out the modern case of Tlusho, so it's a miut. only in Tlusho, aber nicht in Mechuberes. Again, this is only B'tnai that Tlusho and Mechuberes, both of them are in the same family, both of them are in the same case, and the Torah chosen to speak about one case and not the other case, so as a diuk, that the Pasuk is coming to Memaet only b'chai gavna yuchayev, and in the other case not. What is in the other case? Ado kula muedes, ado kula tam. This is the way the Rashba learned the sugya. Comes the Rashba in the first shtickle and is asking a kasha. So it's a miut. What is the miut? Only tlusho and not muedes. I'm sorry. Only tlusho and not mechuberes. And what is mechuberes? The Gemara decides mechuberes pays the whole thing. Maybe make the drosha faket. Maybe only tlusho could become a muet, and the mechuberes cannot become a muet. You have a miut. Who say to darshan like this? Maybe darshan like this. It's a miut in the tale. Only tlusho nicht mechuberes. First, I'm answering first the first question that we asked. Why the Rashba didn't ask, maybe Mechuberes is three times Tam and then a Mu'ud? The Kasha melted away. It's a Mu'ud. There's no Tzad. The Mu'ud says that Mechuberes is different. Don't come and ask me, I asked the Kasha, I can't even say over the Kasha now. Maybe Mechuberes will be exactly like Tam. That the Rashba is not asking. It's a Mu'ud. Tlusho v'lay mechuberes. Just the Gemara said Tlusho v'lay mechuberes. What? That mechuberes is a nezek sholem. Zog the Rashba, maybe seif akert. Zog the Rashba, two terutzim why you can't seif akert. We have to be machmir. Other, it can't be that mechuberes will be less than a tlusho. We'll get later to the terutzim. Comes the Rashba now in the second piece and is asking a kasher. I understand. You told me that the miut says that mechuberes, you can't say that it's not tam, that it's tam. Mechuberes fakel is muet kol hazman. Zog the Rashba, you're right that I have a miut. That mechuberes doesn't have the power of tamus, but to be mechayev, I need a posuk. I need a moker to be mechayev. Without a moker, I can't be mechayev. A miut is not enough for a moker. That was Rebbe Ochber's chiddush. This is the only hard part in the Shtikel Terev of Rebbe Ochber. A miut is not enough a moker to be mechayev. It's a miut that it's not tam. Aber it's not in the parsha of tamus. Aber to be mechayev, you need a drosha to be mechayev. Of them, the Rashba says in the second piece, what is the moker to be mechayev? I learned it out from Shar Ovis Nezik. Now I want to make it clear. Oh, but on the tzad that I will darshan, that the miut says that it never became a muet and it stays tam. And the tzad that the miut will be that it never became muet and it stays tam. Yeah? What would be the mechayev? What would be the moker that it's chayev? Sorry, what would be the moker that it's chayev? If the miut will say that it never could become muet, it has to stay tam. What would be the moker that it's chayev? Tlusho. Hashem said Kerem in the Torah. Again, say over the Torah for Rebbe Ochber. Rebbe Ochber says like this. The Rashba learning the sugya that Mechuberes and Tlusho, both of them are the same av. While both of them are the same av, and the Torah goes and speaks out one, it's Memai the other one. Because if not, the Torah would not do such a thing, especially to take the strange case. It's no mal. You saw once a whore, a show takes a horn in his mouth. I think it never happened, yeah? So the Torah is coming to be memayed mechuberes. So the Gemara says the mechuberes pays more. So the Rashba, maybe fakert. The miut is the mechuberes. Why? We don't ask kashas in the Torah. Why? How it could be the mechuberes will be less? This is the Rashba's kasha. And the Rashba answers, lechumre. Ina mizog the Rashba, and taki can't be less, not mistab, the mechuberes will be less. Kal v'choim. But this was the kasha of the Rashba. Why to make the drosha like this? Make the drosha like this. Then the Rashba came here as a new kasha. I hear that there's a miyu that is not in the parsha of Ta'am. But to be mechayev, I need a mokker. Mehei teisi. I don't have a mokker to be mechayev. Zog the Rashba, I will learn it out from Shah Ovis Nazikin. The mokker to be mechayev will be Shah Ovis Nazikin. We asked the kasha, if the mokir is shah obis nezikim, back to the real kasha, what was the salkedaitor that kulo tamo? If the mokir is from shah obis nezikim, what is the salkedaitor that kulo tamo? The Teretz is, if the miyut would say that kulo tamo, it will be, I have keren, Hashem said, only in the strange case, after 3 times it become mu'ed. Everyone else stays at tam. I need a posik to mechayev. I need a pasuk to mechayev or not? If everyone is a normal show, that is negeach, the Torah said, in tlusho, after 3 times you become a mu'ed. Mechuberes never becomes a mu'ed. If mechuberes never becomes a mu'ed, so what happens? It stays at that. This was shlav aleph of the Torah of Rebbe Ruchber. So again, the chab of Rebbe Ruchber is that the Rashba understood that Tlusha and Mechuberes, both of them, are be'etzem the same Av. So it's a miut from the fact that the Torah spoke about Tlusha is a miut legabe the Mechuber. Just the miut is other kule muedes, other kule tamo. Not the same. The same doesn't the miut. Frag the Rashba, why you decided to darshan like this and not to darshan like this? Enter the Rashba. Because Lechumra and Meikish, we'll explain it later. In Ami, it can be that it Mechuberes will be less than the Tlusha. Frank the Rashba, I understand that it's a mute. So if the mute would say that it never becomes Tam, okay, so it will be the Tlusha sometimes becomes Mu'ed, and Mechuberes never becomes Mu'ed. I don't need a mocker. Oh, but to say that it's a mute, that it's not a Tam, but I need yet, and this is the hard part, a Drosha to be Mechayev and the Mu'ed. Of them, the Rashba brings a Drosha. Sogt Rebbe Ruchber, if this is MS, I have an answer on the third question. The Rashba said, the sugi is only kemanda omar, pal geniske mamoina. I could learn it out from Shah Ovis Naziki. The manda omar pal geniske knose, I don't have a mokor to learn out that kula muedes. Because I can't learn out from Shah Ovis Naziki. So the Rashba says he doesn't have an answer. What do you mean, don't have an answer? But there's a price. Zog the Rebbe Ruchber, the price is not a problem. You know why I need 2 psukim? Because if not, I would think, Mechuber is kulotamo. The Ozim and the Oma will learn that without the posuk to merabe Mechuberes, Mechuberes would be kulotamo. And kulotamo doesn't mean a posuk, we said. Our Gemara said, Kula Muedes. It says like this. Our Gemara was going to Mandaoma Palganiske Momoina. It's a pop. So the Rashba, the Rebbe Ruchber explains like this. We have a mute. We decided that the mute says Kula Muedes and not Kula Tamo. The Rashba asked, why to choose this? Choose this. He says, no. I like to choose this. L'chumra, I like to choose this. I like to choose this. But if you can't choose it because there's no mokoy, so you choose the other drosha. The Rashba only explained why the Gemara chose this drosha to say kule muedes. But if you really want, if you can't finish kule muedes, why you can't finish kule muedes? Why you can't finish kule muedes? The reason you can't finish kule muedes is because you don't have a mo mehei teisa lechayev. So valas mehei teisa lechayev. So you would say kula tamo. And now I want one more to accept this hasborah of Rebbe Ruchber in this chelek. I will give you the light to understand the whole Rebbe Ruchber. Rebbe Ruchber says this Torah is a Rashba's Torah. It's not teisvus. And I will explain. But I want first to explain the lomdus. The lomdus is so close. He said like this. Teisus never learned that is a mute, Tlusha and not Mechuberes. Teisus never learned as a mute, Tlusha and not Mechuberes. And I will explain to you. The Teisus said that Keren Tlusha, I'm going to explain it with a very grob emotion. but I think the Grobe Moshul will mamash make it easy to understand. The Pasuk says that Klusha, right? Kerem Klusha. Oh, I have a mute here. As I have a mute. Only Kerem Klusha is Chayim, but Boir is Potul. Why? Hashem spoke in Klusha. It's a mistome, Boir is Potul. It's a mute, it's not a mute. If it says in the Torah that Kerem Klusha is Chayim, why Hashem spoke about Kerem Klusha? Ah, only Kerem Klusha is Chayim. Boir is Potul. Esh is Potul. If someone kills someone, he's Potul. Hashem spoke only about Kerem Klusha. You could make such a mute or not? Why not? I have a mute. Hashem spoke about Keren Tlusha. It's a raya, only Keren Tlusha is chayev. But if you kill someone, you potter. If you steal, you potter.
It's the same av. That's where the mute works.
Tingut. I have a mute. Hashem decided to say Keren Tlusha is chayev. Samot mekeis. Weist is chutz from that. Hashem is not mechayev on nothing. I'm trying to explain. I have a mute. Hashem went and spoke about a very strange case. So Vaisno is the only time you pay money is when you do strange things. The Torah says this is not called a mute. Why? So Gebaruch Berah said, if Tlusha and Mechuberes are the same Av, all of them are considered Keren, and Hashem chose to speak about a strange case. Vaisno is the other cases are different. But if Mechuberes is a different Av, Mechuberes is not Keren. Let me talk Mechuberes, the show likes to do it. So there's no shaykh of the klusha. Hashem said a chidush, when a show does something strange, you have to pay. Now what if he does something regular? What he does when he does regel, when he does shen, when you do bo, when you do esh? Mechuberes is one of the other of his nezikim. So the Tesis learned that Mechuberes is like an andere av. So you don't have a mute. This is the reason Tesis never asked, maybe say kulotamo. Mechatezer to say kulotamo. I don't have a mute. So Tesis only said, what is the mocker to be mechayev? So Tesis, the Gemara has to go up on another one. Was with Klose? Tesis said a shikul derer. The Rishonim said different derers. The Rashba learned that it's a mute. The mute is mechuberes veloy, tlusha veloy mechuberes. So under the mute says kulamuedes. Under the mute says kulotamo. Frek the Rashbo, maybe darshan like this, answers the Rashbo. Mehet Teisi, zog the Rashbo, second shtickle tail. Aber le mando oma palginiske knose, the Gemara would say, veime kulatamo. Lefi Teisis is no veime kulatamo. Mechuberes is a different av, you need a mocker. If you don't have a mocker, you potu. The Rashbo learned, mechuberes vetlusho is the zelbezach. This is the first chelek of Rebbe Ochba. I'll say the harder part of the Bochba. Now, let me get into the second chelik of the Rashba. It's better than the first chelik of the Rashba. The first chelik of the Rashba. The Rashba asked the Kasha. And now, Be'etzem, we're dealing with the second chelik of the Rashba, Ale. The Gemara says, Ve'eimo kule mu'edes. Ve'eimo kule mu'edes. Frek the Rashba, Ve'eimo kulotamo. Go back to the Rashba. Kashali, Adarabo, Eimo kulotamo, L'shalem chotzi nezek. Is a miut. Why the Mimayet that Dafka Tlusho Aval Muedes Kulo Aval Mechuberes Kulo Muedes say the Miut Dafka Tlusho becomes a Mued Aval Mechuberes stays the Tam forever? Right, this is the Rashba's Kasha. And he says, why the Darshan like that? There's a cloud, we go to Kule. And for the Rashba, for Yishleimar the Adreba Benazikim Sofik Didayu Lehachmir Ki Yisuri. We have to be machmir ki yisuri. What is the answer of the Rashba? Zog Rebbe Ochber and Simon Beis. And this be'etzem, Lucy, this be'etzem of Rebbe Ochber that we saw already from the beginning of Zman. Zog Rebbe Ochber, the first yisuri. Avada, we have a gemara in Babikam and Davov that if a cow eats, Sofek ochal shmeino, socher ochal kchusha, meshalem kchusha, hamoitzi mechavera ole varaye, everyone else shosha nogach is a poro, venimzo uboro bezido, hamoitzi mechavera ole varaye, sofek momen is lekule. Why here the Rashba decided that it's a sofek isu? Zogre boruch ber is yisoy. Evi mechayev bobekame is two parshas in bobekame. Chiyuv tashlumim and isu mazik and chiyuv shmira. When Hashem said that Karen has to pay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two zachen. One said the Ribbono Shel Olam said you have to pay. One zach you have to pay. And the second thing is that you have to be shomer that the shor will not be mazik. Isul mazik in chiyuv shmira. When Hashem said bo bekame boir, chiyuv tashlumim and chiyuv shmira. Esh, chiyuv tashlumim and chiyuv shmira. So if the Torah said keren chayev, keren is chiyuv tashlumim and isur mazik and chiyuv shmira. Rebbe Ochber was masbir that without chiyuv shmira is no chiyuv tashlumim and bobekame. And we said it in two nuschos, only because the mechayev is because I didn't watch, or even without that, only when it's a chiyuv, al tezikeni, you have a schus to be teveya tashlumi. So bobekame, the bochber was mechadesh, without masechta bobekame, I'm allowed to be choifer aboy. Without masechta bobekame, I'm allowed to make a fire. Without bobekame, I don't have to look after my cow. Bobekame is mechadesh, isu mazi, v'chiyuv tashlumi. So when the Torah says that Keren is Chayev, what state in the Torah? You Chayev, and you have to look after your shor, not to be mazi. Well, this is what state in Bobekame. State in Bobekame, you Chayev, and you have to be shomer that it will not be mazi. State bo, you Chayev, and you have to be shomer. Now I'm a supek. And Keren Mue and Keren Mechuberes, the Torah said that it's Mueves or it's Tamo. So my suffix is first suffix isu. My suffix is a suffix isu. While my suffix is a suffix isu, so I have to machria first the shaila of the isu. So I'm first machria the shaila of the isu, that as bobekame, I'm mechuyev to be shame on my show. The mele, I have to pay. But the achroy is on the isu. While the achroy is on the isu, the mele is a suffix isu. And above, when you break a window, you're not sure if you broke the window or not. Potu. Over here, first I have to decide. Keren mechuberes. You have to be shomer or you don't have to be shomer? You have to be shomer. So I machria de isu. While I machria de isu, so b'meila we look at it like a sofek isu, not like a sofek moment. So while we look at it like a sofek isu, not in a sofek moment, sofek isu lechumre. Rebbe Ochber went and he said that Reb Chaim told him that he wants him to say it better. Not only that first I machria the isu and then I machria the moment. He says, when I have a sofek how to darshan a posuk, Klole Adrash, tell me, Hashem never gave psukim open. So, as in we have Kal V'Chomer, Mabemotzinu, we have Klole Adrash. The Drash says, when it's a Sofik Isur, you darshan l'chumre. So it's B'Teiras Vadai, it's not B'Teiras Sofik. Again, Shlav Aleph Reboch Ber said, first I'm done on the Isur, and after I'm achriya the Isur, the melee you have to pay. The suffix starts from the isu. I machria the isu, and after I machria the isu, the mailer you have to pay. But then he said it's much more from that, the Baruch Bell. Not after I machria the isu, I have to pay. While it's a shaila how to darshan the posuk, we machria that the posuk means lechoimel, because it's a suffix isu, and the mailer you have to pay. Now again, why you decide to start that it's a Sofek Isu and to Machria? Maybe say it's a Sofek moment, Machria Lekule, and then you say I'm allowed to do it. Why am Machria the Isu? No, not the yes, try to do it. Why am Machria the Isu, and after Machria the Isu, I say now it's a Vada Isu, but mainly you have to pay. Maybe Machria the moment, say Lekule, and then say it's no Isu. Yeah, what is the answer? What is the whole terrible bokeh? What is the terrible bokeh? First, I'm achriya the isu, and while I'm achriya the isu, the mailer you have to pay. First, machriya the moment, say lekule, and then I will not have to be shame on my show. The answer is this: is the whole bokeh. First, I have to have a isu shmire, and then I have to pay. I can't dan if you have to pay. I first have to be dan as a chiyuv shmire. While I have to be done with a chiyuv shmire, so I have to paskin that this show is chiyuv shmire, and the mail I have to pay. Just Rabbi Ochber himself said, even when I'm psukim, first is a din to clarify if it's a sofik isur or not. I machriya the sofik isur lechumre, and now the moment is a teitzor. But Reb Chaim told him it's even more from that. While it's a gather of a drosha in the pasuk. Well, it's a getter of the drosha in the posuk. So I darshan the posuk lechumre, and I pask in the drosha b'teras vadai that ve'eim kule muedes. So I machria that the posuk meant kule muedes, and b'meila you have to pay the whole money. As Reb Chaim said, at the beginning of Kimin Elamoshon b'Basra, as a halacha, you're not allowed to dig a boir to put some things near Yelim's chotzer. Some things you're not allowed to. Some things the Gemara has a suffix. So what do you do if you're not sure? So the Gemara says, lo yismoich, v'im somach potu. If you're the first Reb Chaim, you have to know why. After I pass him that it's not allowed to do it, so v'teras vada, you have to pay. If it's a getter in the drosha, there is not a drosha. This is Reb Ochber's teire, tchilas ha-teire, in the Rashba. Tchilas ha-terev Rebbe Ochber in the Rashbo is that the Rashbo has lekule velechumre, especially we explain now that it's a mute. So how to dash in the posuk? This way or that way? So the Rashbo has the kasha sofek moment lekule. So the name here it's a sofek isu, but become is a sofek isu. We explain why it's a sofek isu because first we have to be done if it's a chiyuv shmira, and only when it's a chiyuv shmira and a isur mazik, then it's a chiyuv tashlum. Yeah, klo. But now here's the starke kasha. It's a beautiful rebuch bell. But it's missing the whole point. As the kasha. Why it doesn't make sense, this whole thing? No? Chazak. Chazak, not chalash. Chazak. What is the shaila? You have a keren mechuberes. What is the suffix here? What is the suffix of the keren mechuberes? What is the suffix? What? Chotzinez. What? No. Keren mechuberes. What is the suffix? What is the suffix of the? Aim a kulo muedes or kulo tam. If kulo tam, you will pay chetzi. Kula Moedis, you pay the whole thing. But you're allowed to let the show to go wild in the street or not? Either way, I have a Chiyuv Shmira. So it's not a Sofek Isu. It's only a Sofek moment. Zog Rebbe Ochber, what I'm saying, Shtikul Teire and the Rashba. Shh, lat. First you have to ask the Kasha. The Rashba is saying a teretz. Why here it's Babikame, we say Kula Mu'edes, we don't say Kula Tamo? Lechumre, Sofik Mas, Sofik Isu, Reboch Ber explain. But Babikame, first I have to know if it's Osu. After I know that it's Osu, I'm Chayim. So first I'm done on the Isu. I'm done on the Isu, I'm Achir at the moment. And every Shoshanogach is a Sofik moment. Khusha Mishmain is a Sofik moment. Reb Chaim added, here it's a clan in the Droshen. And we explain, we ask, oh, but start from the Sofik moment. And we answered that I can't start from the Sofik moment because first the Shaila is if it's a Chiv Shmira. If it's a Chiv Shmira, it's a Chiv Tashlumi. This is the Rebbe Ochber. So Rebbe Ochber, my Teira is nice, but how I'm answering it in the Rashba? Here it's not a Sofik if it's Potur or Chayev. If it's a Sofik Potur or Chayev, you can tell me, but we come as a Sofik Isu, not a Sofik moment. Because first I'm done at the Chiyuv Shmira, and the melee after I'm Achriya, there's an Isur Mazik in the Chiyuv Shmira, but I have to pay anyways. Because I'm Achriya in the Sofik Isur. Trek Rebbe Ochber, here, it's on the Kula Tama or the Kula Mu'edes. On the Kula Tama or the Kula Mu'edes. But Ravan is a Chiyuv Shmira. So it's no Sofik Isur.
What the heck is Shmira?
It's no Sofik Isu. It's only a Sofik if I have to pay or not. Sofik Moment. Sofik Moment. So Reb Ochber said in Nusach, said in the words, Loshon HaKodesh, a Tam is a Chatzi Mazik. Tam is a chatzi mazik. And there's two ways to understand what Reb Ochber meant. Reb Nochem brings it down that Reb Ochber meant that maybe on Tam is no chiyuv shmira bichlal. It's only chiyuv tashlumim. Hazei vishen b'shusorabim v'regel b'shusorabim is potu. Tam is no chiyuv shmira. Yeah, but this doesn't fit Lemanama Palgh. It only means Lemanama Palgniske Knosse. Lemanama Palgniske Momoyne, Stam Shvorim Labiches Kashimu, Pashis is a Chiyuv Shmira.
So
Knosse, why do you have to pay that? We explain yesterday in Shir, all Shir, explain. Explain, the bad thing you bought, okay?
Why would you want to have extra? I remember you. Why would you have extra if you don't have a
Chiyuv? Dos is Manama Knosse. Aber wenn der Mama meine for sure it doesn't stimmt. Aber wenn der Mama meine for sure doesn't stimmt. And the Magia der Rab Nochem, you see it says, and the Rashba himself said that the Sugi is Mada Mama Moina. So what is Mekubel B'Shem Rebbe Ochber, Rebbe Ochber said like this, Tam, I have to show him a Ktsas. So I pay Ktsas. Mu'ed, I have to show him a lot. So I pay a lot. I want to explain. It's easy to say, but hard to understand. Reb Nochem, Reb Ochber explained, Groma ben Ezokim also. We said, Ezokhiv Shmire on Tashlumim. Told the same Lavka Yoitze. We said, Chiv Shmire on Tashlumim. Not every time that Tashlumim is related to the amount. Fakel, we said, every Mazik you have to watch, Alta Zikeni, Chutz from that is a Chiv Tashlumim. Groma bin Ezokim also, but it's a Chiyuv Tashlumi. It is no Chiyuv Tashlumi. Told us was a Abba min a Chiyuv Shmire, but it's no Chiyuv Tashlumi. So now in Tam, the fact that he pays Chatzi, it's not Muchach. But Reb Ochber wanted to be Mechadesh in the Rashbo, that Tam is a Chatzi Isu, Chatzi Chiyuv Shmire. So we have a Sofek, if you need a fully Shmire, or Chatzi Shmire. So it's weiter a Sofik Isu. But I'll tell you, the Shiloh will be like this, to be Mamchish Reb Ochber. The person has two cows, two ran out. One is a Tam, one is a Mu'ed. He sees both of them are going to do that. He sees Klo, both of them are going to do now in a Gicha. Who is Mechuyiv to watch more, to stop? Tfir Reb Ochber and the Tam, Chatzi Aveire. And the Mu'ed, Agantza Aveire. He has to run to the Mu'ed. That's the shayla. But on them, Zogre Baruch Ber, I don't have an answer. On them, Zogre Baruch Ber, I don't have an answer. So, no, Chamo. The Tzuras Advorim Lefira Bochber and the first Chalek of the Rashba is, the Rashba is asking a Kasha like, well, remind me the Kasha. The Kasha is, why are we darshan, why are we saying that the mute of the Pasuk is, Ve'im Ekula Mu'edes, say Ve'im Ekula Tamo, Ari Sofek Momen Lekule, so darshan the Drosha like that, Zog the Rashba, because Sofek Isu. Sofek Isu. What is the Pshat Sofek Isu? While I have a Sofek Isu, I darshan Kule Mu'edes. So the first day of Rebbe Ochber, this is the whole Rebbe Ochber and Simon Beis, that's him saying the whole Yesoid that we're saying from the beginning is man, that in Babi Kama is a Yisur Mazik and a Chiv Tashlumim, and the Chiv Tashlumim is a Teitzoy from the Yisur Mazik, and the Mele, when the Teir says a Parsha of Mazikim, the first Shaila is Alta Zikaini, after Alta Zikaini is a Chiv Tashlumim. Only because he didn't listen, or B'tnai that is a Chiv Alta Zikaini, or Babi Kama is Giboit of Alta Zikaini. But become as Giboid of Alta Zikaini. But maybe we have to clear Sido Alta Zikaini, or Sinishtokin Alta Zikaini. But maybe it's like a Mohber, it's a Sofek Isu. And this was the Rashba answer that it's a Sofek Isu. Thus is the Kavana of the Rashba. Thus is the Kavana of the Rashba. That while the Yesoid HaShaila starts from Alta Zikaini, and we machria le Isu that the Teirah meant for Kula Mu'edes, so while we machriya kula mu'edes, it's called the Sofek Isu. And after we machriya, the drosha is that mechuberes kula mu'edes, the mele you pay nezek sholem, and it's called the Sofek Isu, not a Sofek Mom. Zog Yeboruch Ber, the Teira is very nice. Abadom read that the both tzedodim is a Isu. Other tam, other mu'ed. If the other side will be potu and it'll be no chiyuv shmira, so you're right, it's a suffix isur if it's a chiyuv shmira or not. But now the suffix is if mechuberes is kula tamo, or mechuberes is kula mu'edes. But either way, it's a chiyuv shmira and it's a isur lehazi. The only nafkamina is how much money you have to pay. So why you call the suffix isur? Call the suffix mamet. And Baruch Bar said the words, Tam is a chatzim hazeh. So I said, if you see Reb Nochem and Sefer, he wants to say, Bedas HaRashba, there is no chiyuv shmira on a tam. Chidushim gdoilim hoy. But I'm saying, chus that it's chidushim gdoilim, maybe the mandahom ha-parginiske knosso, we can understand it. Or benad le mandahom ha-parginiske mamoyle. Not le mandahom ha-parginiske mamoyle. Aleph. But Reb Ochber said, nay, Avada is a Isu Mazik in a Chiyuv Shmira. But in Tam is a small. And in Mu'ed is a big Isu. I'm saying, don't rush us out, we understand it. We had a Chiyuv Shmira and a Isu Mazik in a Chiyuv Shmira without Chiyuv Tashlumi. It's not right away, yeah, if you pay half, it's a half Chiyuv Shmira, right? You have things that you have a full Chiyuv Shmira and you don't pay. But he says, yeah. But it goes together. If Azei Vaida, you pay a half, the Hashem Chiyuv Mazik is a leichter. Lemoshel, a person will have a shayla. He has, the Fira Baruch Ber, he says, Bor Potor ala Kelim is a Chiyuv Shmira, just Hashem says you don't pay. Esh Potor ala Tomon is a Chiyuv Shmira, you don't pay. I want to ask you a shayla. Lemoshel, you have a horse, it's going to bite someone, and you have a boyer, and you see Kelim are going to fall inside. You could stop one of the two. You're right, here you don't have to pay, here you... But Klapi Shmaya is a... Pashas Nizal B'Chiyu Shmira. One of them has a Pashas Tashlumim. Rebbe Ochber said, nay, Tam is smaller. It's a less aver. So when I have a Sofek, if Kula Mo'el is the Kula Tamo, if I have a bigger Yisur or not, then I have a Sofek if I have a bigger Yisur or not, so I'm Achri on the Shaila.
Why?
Lamashan again, but the Torah took off less. When the Torah took off the Parsha, the Torah took off also some of the Gedolim of the Chiyuv Shmir. This is the first Teretz of the Rashba. What is the second Teretz of the Rashba? You know why you can't say Kula Tamo? It's not nice. You say Kula Tamo, will come out that Mechuberes is less from what? From Tlushus. Again, so I want to speak on this line. We're asking a kasha. Why do they say kula muedes? Say kula tamo. Zok the Rashba in the second tense, you can't say kula tamo. What will happen? It will be less from what? From a tlusha. Say no. So it'll be less than tlusha. Aber daire levom in adin liyas kenidoin. How it could become more from a tlusha? You write it's kal v'choymo, zok the Rashba. If tlusha is muedes, mechuberes lekol sheken, aber daire. Daioi! The Teretz is the same Zach. The Rashba is not asking, it's two ways to darshan. Either to go this drosha, or to go this drosha. So the Rashba, if I will say kula muedes, kula tamo, first lechumra I have to go. Second of all, if I will say kula tamo, it will be less from tlusha. More mistabel to darshan like this, from to darshan like this. More mistabel to darshan like this from to darshan like this. The mele I darshan like this. You have to understand. The Rashba finishes that he calls it an oinchim min adin. We have to know why it's called oinchim min adin. If this is the pshat lechu, it's not called oinchim min adin. It's only a way to choose one drosha over the second drosha. So kidai. To see over the Rashba, the Rebbe Ruchber, and the Rebbe Nochem inside. So this is the Yesaitis later, very, very Negea, all these Yesaitis.